The Sea and Wit show? I'm watching that for sure.
Oh, 100%.
I'm sorry, I'm a female. I do not do work.
I'm too rich for that.
We don't like violence.
Guys, I'm not gonna like brag or anything like that, but like, look, my wife's hot.
Everyone else?
Fair fuck them.
Welcome back, bitches. I'm sorry, I don't.
Welcome back, bitches. I'm Kristen Renee, and I'm pregnant with your baby
daddy. I'm pregnant as fuck. You know what I'm saying? You ever seen that? You ever seen that TikTok sound?
Yeah. I'm pregnant as fuck.
You're so old, and I'm pregnant as fuck. That's so lit. Because sometimes I feel like that. Sometimes I feel like I'm having a teen pregnancy. I'm literally almost 24. But today we have, not really even like a guest, we just have like one of our friends, because we're like, you know what?
We're bored.
We've got to talk shit. And with this pregnancy brain and then Whitney's court case, we can't.
We can't stop him from talking shit.
I haven't talked shit in a while.
We just are at a loss. So
we're actually at a game right now, currently.
Mm-hmm. But he's got a lot of shit to talk because he moved to Nashville, moved back. I'm sure he went back somewhere else. He lived in, like, God knows where.
He lives with Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
Shut up.
But then he had a roommate, and I'm pretty sure he scared the roommate away. Something along those lines. I'm not sure. I could be making up my own shit.
You are.
Okay. And so we're going to let him explain, because last time we had you, you were
living on the couch.
Couch surfing. Really, that's lit.
You're a fucking couch surfing maid.
I was a couch surfing maid.
you did a great job on it.
But, I'm proud of myself. Okay, so.
I did.
Let's start out with just how are you?
I am great. I am.
Any boyfriends? And,
I don't know yet.
You know, every time I talk to him and every time he like actually talks to me about shit, it's usually like, yeah, fucked your neighbor. Or yeah. Your cousin's brother's sister's girlfriend's cousin
is actually gay.
I just do that.
And then we'd be finding shit out. And then last week, it was like, yeah, I'm on the way to your house, actually. Well, not your house, but the neighbor's. And I'm like,
okay. So what? Because of what Winnie keeps talking about, like, maybe a year ago, I was really drunk and really horny, and I went on Grindr. And her neighbor was on a Grindr.
Old house or this house?
The old house.
Oh, okay.
And so,
what fucking left my house and like went to church? I mean, that church is really known for.
But I didn't fuck him in the church. I didn't fuck him in the church because like I didn't want to get railed on church grounds by a dude.
Didn't care.
This is nuts.
I think it's abandoned, so.
Does
that count?
It wasn't on a Sunday, though.
I just feel bad, and like I felt like I would have died if that would have happened.
Died? No, just ask Jesus for forgiveness.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking a man on church property.
That's different. I fucked a man, but I'm a girl.
Yeah, but that's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Adam fucking on church.
Adam and Steve. Fucker.
What about Eve and
Weave?
I've been thinking about. So listen, I have been thinking about for a little bit of fucking a girl, and I'm not gonna hold you. Like, I bought myself a pussy pocket.
No, you did not.
No,
a pussy pocket.
Pocket pussy.
You should have got yourself a dummy so you could play with her hair and shit.
Dude, on Amazon.
And I tried it, but it wouldn't go in, and I was just like, this is annoying.
What do you mean it wouldn't go in?
There's way too much fucking skin on this bitch. I can't get in there.
Whitney, don't be mean.
No,
and God. That's why I'm
talking about roast
gentlemen.
Beef, bitch.
Oh no, this was a porn star's pussy pocket.
You picked it.
Mm-hmm.
So give me advice because I was low key just sitting in bed the other day with Jacob. I was like, just for fun, I want to get one of those and just start whamming it on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what do I get? The one that like squirts water? I don't even sure. There's also like
the one that squirts water.
It's like a sprinkler.
It's like a fucking. There's like ones that.
You should make a pussy pocket.
We're just really getting in. Deep in there. I'm sorry.
Mold inside there.
Sorry, this is not meant to be sexual. If you guys don't like our sexual podcast, it'll get better. Just keep listening.
They don't like it?
No, I was just talking shit. It's probably my
Could
grandma.
Could you imagine if we
hey, grandma.
If we
if
hey,
you guys
Mom,
mold your vaginas?
We'd have to go to the gyno and they'd be still scraping out mold.
They'd be like, mold, holy shit, you need Monster for life. after that.
No, they'd be like, you're a sprinkler.
Why'd you pressure wash that bitch?
They'd be like, are you sure I can do this? Because you can't stop leaking. That'd be like her, but for her tits.
These things are gone. I have like, every morning I wake up and there's like two huge just spots of milk in my fucking bed.
That is lit. Get little shot glasses.
Good morning. Did you just spit out that grease?
You guys are going to try my breast milk, though, when I...
Yeah, I'm in.
Wait, excuse me?
What's breast... Does it taste different if you...
You have milk in your titties?
Yeah, I've been...
Does it
so taste that's why babies drink from the nipples.
Yeah. What do you think it was, like, Trayvon, juice?
Okay, let me
tell you. Trayvon, if you're a girl, basically, how did you not know that?
Listen, I did not watch the fifth grade video. Okay, my mom told me that it was not.
So when you walked by a woman that had a child on their breast, what did you think was happening?
I'm just chewing the teeth.
They're just hanging on for dear life.
What?
That's how they hold
teething?
Them.
Teething? Teething twice? That's fucked up.
Does your breast milk taste different if you eat like shit?
I have no idea. I don't think it works like down there.
Yeah, because that shit's nasty. Anyways, back to you.
Back to me.
So
okay.
No boyfriends.
No boyfriends. But
has your body count gone up since the last time we talked?
Oh yeah, it has. I fucked my ex.
Is the Nashville dick different than down here?
Oh, yes. Nashville is really okay, so
there's a variety of options.
I can So the reason why I like moved to Nashville was, I don't know, I just wanted to put myself in a position where like I had to depend on me, like put myself in a position
where you're
like
singling the bitch out.
Yeah, like I could be homeless if I don't get my shit together. And I just had to put myself in that position.
I almost just threw up. Carry on.
Oh, okay. Anyways. So I had three jobs. I know. I thank the Lord Jesus. I don't need a job. I don't have a job anymore. I am successfully doing good at what I'm doing. But I had three jobs.
What are you doing?
Battling.
Period.
Thank you to my people. I love you. And I have merch coming soon. But no, I worked at Putt Shack. Love that job. You guys love Putt Shack. It was like indoor mini golf bar. It's so much fun. So my position was the entertainer. So when you would come in, I'd be twerking and throwing that ass to all the music. And I'm like, what's up the Putt Shack?
Not the Putt Shack.
God, I'd be like, yep, I'm out.
You know in the closet he was railing himself with a golf club.
He was seeing a golfer and he was like,
oh my gosh. Shirt.
And he'd walk up to you like, let me.
I've met some very.
Do you have
club
a big cutter? Do you have a long swinger, if you know what I mean?
I got four people's numbers from Putt Shack.
Are you even good at golf? Because if not, I can just show you.
What?
I have extra balls down in my baseball.
What?
How do you pick up? What's your pickup lines for guys? Like, actually, because like me, I'm just like.
My pickup lines.
God, he just sends a booty pic.
That's my booty pic.
No, you're meeting someone in person at the bar.
He just always assumes that they're cheating.
Okay, so this is how I am at the bar. I'm like, she's ruined me.
And if he turns around and sees someone staring at his ass, he knows they're gay.
Yeah, she ruined me because I play a game. I play hard games. So like, if you're going to play a game, I'm going to play a game. Like, if you're going to make out with my friend, I'm going to make out with your brother. Like, I'm petty.
Mm-hmm. That still didn't answer my question.
Okay, so a good pickup line. Like,
you see a dude at Putt-Putt, I guess. Yeah. What are you doing?
He does it.
So this is what I do.
I'll imitate it when he's done.
I do. I put my hair back. Like, well, I do this for some reason.
And for I'm some like, reason, I do.
And I'm like, hi. And then like, hi. I'm like, oh, where are you from? And then we talk. And like, I'm wearing my good perfume. So he's like, oh, you smell good. Valentino, everyone. Valentino, born in Roma.
And I put y'all on that, so.
No. I've been on Valentino. I've been before you, boo. I've been on Valentino.
I don't even know you use it.
I'll flick you so hard in the mouth.
I only smell it.
No, because what's your face uses it. And that's how I get on it. Mm-hmm. Ashley Cole. Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway, so you're brushing your hair back. You got your Valentino on.
And so then I just, like, I'm sensing the gaydar. I'm just like, beep, 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 beep.
Mine's pretty high.
My question is, this is a question. Do you like ass or titties? And they're like, oh, I love ass. They're bi. Because they just like ass. But if they like titties, then they're straight.
So Tyler's gay?
Yeah, confused.
Tyler likes titties?
Well.
Does he like your titties?
He actually likes that penis.
He likes that ass. You know, that before, isn't
he? I don't really think I have.
He's I swear to God, he's back there and he's on crack. Like,
She'll probably.
Like, his face is like.
Homeboy is literally.
Jacob's looking for mine. He's like, what do I hit? That's your back.
He's like, fuck, was that your ass going? I didn't mean.
Like, oh, did that hurt. My
so, Trayvon, no, I'm going to imitate this. This is what you do. This is what you do. Okay. So, I'll be picking up dudes, and I'll be picking up dudes for you, and you, I'm like, Trayvon. I did that yesterday. And he's like, so good. I'm like, yeah, it looks great. He walks it to him. I know Whitney Ren. Do you, like, know that's, like, my best friend? Do you know that she has really hot friends?
I did that with one person. I did that to
she
one guy.
She literally has such hot friends.
I did that to one.
What do you mean, God? You know what I could do? Friends,
you know what I could do? I could offer you a deal. You come to PCI with us, and I'll fucking hook you up. That's what I've you did to Dylan. Every single girl that you hooked him up with. Our friends.
I never did that to one guy.
No, I was just.
I know. Really, but, like, I don't really have a pickup line because I don't really, like, go. Like, when I see.
Low key, you just be like, do you like girls?
Yeah, I just.
I got like, friends. I'm Trayvon, I have
my
friends.
My pickup line is my ass. When I see, when I start throwing that shit back, they be coming to me, okay?
But Trayvon be doing, like, being a big wingman, too.
Yeah. Like, if I see a hot guy and Whitney's single. I will put him on, I'll put her on. I'll be like,
it's usually like every, like.
Like at the gym one time we saw a guy. She said he's hot. I went up to him and I said, my friend thinks you're cute.
Oh my God, yeah, you did do that.
Yeah.
And he found he had a girlfriend the whole time.
Man, they're unbelievable. Okay, so you,
no boyfriend, Nashville. What about Nashville?
Okay, Nashville. How many people did you fuck in Nashville? Like straight up. And was it like randos or did you know these people?
He be doing randos, dude. Mm-mm. We can't hang out with gays in our group. He won't let us. He dropped one.
Okay, because he got mad that I had his boyfriend before him.
Not bringing that up again, but
not for me, at least.
Let's see. In Nashville, not a lot, because I was really scared of getting HIV.
Okay. You're scared in Nashville to get HIV, but you have damn near fucked everybody in Pinellas.
I.e. wear condoms.
Yeah, wait.
I like it rough.
What? You like it rough.
I don't like condoms.
So you like the just shit splattered. You like shit splattered everywhere.
I don't, there's no shit. Like when I'm getting railed.
I'm gonna throw up.
Okay, can you just tell me?
No, I'm trying to know because if Jacob asked me to do anal one more time, I'm gonna do anal on him.
He's asked it. Have you done it?
No.
It doesn't hurt. It feels like shit coming
that
out of your
shit
ass.
That shit hurts.
You've done it?
Yeah. I tried. It didn't go in. Fuck no.
Really? Because I'm telling Jacob.
You can do it. What's his face?
You gotta use lube.
The fiver.
Yeah.
The other night, Jacob's like, let's do it. And so I was like,
I mean.
We were all set in Bud Park in the middle of the fucking desert. Yeah, RIC, yeah. So I was probably dirty, but, and he's dirty. So it was like, a bunch of ass. I haven't shit probably in 3 days. There's
Dylan,
no shit.
Have you done anal?
Dylan?
Have you done anal?
No.
See, that's how you know a dude's like straight. Because, so, like, if you a dude's like, oh, I'll do anal anytime. That means I'll do
it. Jacob
anal.
Just wants to feel it. But I'm like, I don't want to feel because I know it's going to fucking hurt.
It doesn't hurt. It just feels like shit.
So, Trayvon, where else did you work? Where
okay,
else
yeah, let's get back to that because we keep talking about
Kristen's
poop and
over
shit.
Here, pregnancy brain being
fucking horny as shit. So, I worked at Putt Shack. I worked at Massage Envy. Shout out to Ron. He was the best boss ever.
I see worst name. No offense.
I loved him. He was also gay. He was awesome. He was like an older version of me. You would have loved him. He was more sophisticated. He was a boss bitch. You would have loved him.
So were you like front desk at Massage Envy? Mm-hmm.
Were you fucking him?
No. Okay. And then I worked at a party bus called Extreme Party Nashville, which I killed that gig. Okay, I would be throwing that ass.
Were you playing my songs or what?
Yeah. I would. I mean, this is my best friend, Whitney Ren. Whiskey over wine. I'd be blaring that bitch on Broadway. I don't give a fuck.
Could you drink too?
Do you see the fucking bicycles on the Broadway?
But Nashville, like, this is the thing about Nashville and why I kind of left. And I'm going to keep it real and I'll say it to their face. Like, all of our friends in Nashville, like, they only talk to me because You're my best friend. But, like, when I moved back home, no one talked to me. Not one. Except...
Yeah, because you'll... First of all...
Except...
They talk to you. They just know that if they say anything wrong, you're going to be running on fucking live and cussing them out.
Not to him. I have no filter.
What? Why do you do that to us?
I have not done that in a very long time. You should... Round of applause, because I haven't done that.
It's been like 2 weeks.
I recall actually the beach day not happening too long ago, but.
Okay, but that was double standard. Because we got shit for going on the boat.
I didn't talk to you. I didn't give you shit.
I know, but I was talking to the internet. I literally said
chat.
I literally said chat. Y'all are the reasons why everyone has arguments, because y'all are double standard as fuck.
Yep.
You always think...
Yep. They contradict themselves.
Yeah. I didn't say... Oh, yeah, I didn't talk about us. I said the internet. I said, you got mad at me and Whitney went on the boat, but everyone can go to the beach and it's harmony
just
and peace.
Just send them your ass pic and see how mad they really got, okay? That's him.
That ass is fat. Fatter than your baby mama's.
What you gonna do about it?
What you gonna do about it?
Nothing.
But back to Nashville. So... Like, Nashville is fun. It's just really fast paced. Like, when you get up, it's
no,
dope.
It's not fast paced.
Yes,
it's just
it is.
Straight alcohol.
Yeah, like there's literally
wake really, up alcohol.
You
wake
up, really do.
Eat
you
alcohol.
Wake up. Your job is alcohol. And then you get off.
That's y'all job. That wasn't mine.
What do you mean y'all's job?
My job.
Drink every night.
Liar, liar, pants on, freaking fire. No, I didn't.
Grab your stories on Snapchat right now.
Okay.
That's what I thought. Bar, Barstool, 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 Jason Algin, Jason Miranda's, Barstool, Cherubim.
On the weekends, Whitney. On the weekdays, I went to Red Door.
You think if you would have been out there, you would have got hit by more rolling share?
For sure. He probably would have the reason.
He would have aimed it at Trayvon.
Trayvon would have started an argument.
Hey, Trayvon! Doink.
Yeah.
Marlon's chair.
Yeah. They should have named it after him.
But Nashville is fun. It just... There's a lot of cloud chasers in Nashville. Like, there's
they come there to be relevant.
Like, there's so many. Like, there's so many.
I couldn't
like,
do
how
it.
Is the podcast?
I don't know.
Like, how are they? How is your mom?
Now, I'm... Are you allowed to leave...
Now,
what
you the craziest part is, and I'm not calling anybody out here, right? The craziest part is you were completely different when you moved to Nashville. I mean, Bible, church, chapel. Now, look at you. I mean, you're doing great. I applaud. How's life?
No, but before they moved to Nashville, you said when they moved. So, before they moved, I think I remember correctly, Disney trips weren't off the
limits. No, they're off limits. Your mommy said no. So, we had to completely rearrange ourselves to not go out because y'all weren't allowed. But now, look at us.
What were you saying?
Did they fuck girls? Like, did they fuck
it? Yeah.
Yeah, he has a girlfriend.
Dude, I know one's body count's fucking like 150.
She's so pretty though, and she's a talented singer.
Yeah.
She can sing. That girl can sing.
I mean, we know behind the scenes, so it's like more funny because they go on podcasts and they lie and they're like, yeah, I'm so in love with my fucking girlfriend. No, you're in love with the money. Just be fucking for real. And then you go and, I mean, where's your job? Live. That's okay. I mean, we all move
that's my
in
job.
Some sort of way. But, like, don't pretend. If you're going to actually, like, go and, like, your whole life is going to be online, at least don't lie about it, you know?
They have receipts. They always have receipts.
Don't we fall. Do. I think it was just us.
What?
We just were the problem.
I'm not the problem.
Well, yeah. But I'm saying because we had met them and they're like, pretty
he was
sure
really holy.
Trying to
he was really holy.
Get in that shit before they went back to their moms. And then when they were.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh my gosh. That was your neighbor in the bed.
And then they went home and then they're like, oh my God, we're obsessed with you guys. Let's go.
FaceTime every day. Wow.
I'm glad because I couldn't do the awkwardness.
But, like, where did they get the ideas?
The best part was when we found out that their parents met up together at a lunch and went through our social media together.
Yeah, that was crazy. So, also,
it could be a problem, but.
Shout out to all the people that have podcasts. I mean, y'all are doing great out there. Can you just give us credit? I give Bunny credit, I take the full credit.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. We texted Bunny. It's like, you're the reason
absolutely.
Why.
Absolutely. we are influenced, but y'all just act like y'all didn't FaceTime us to ask us all the questions about what camera to get, what tripod.
I was there.
But like, I was there. I mean,
eating a lettuce wrap.
But then they beg us to go on, and I like my podcast. Clearly,
you know, what, I really you know want to go on other about, people's. You know what I'm saying about? If we were to ever get to that point, and Jacob and Tyler want to do it, what we would do is a part one and two. Part one on theirs, part two on ours. That's the only way I would ever do it. Honest to God. Because you're not going to get just fucking paid from... Hell no. You know how much that big check that would be? You know how much a fat ass check that would be if we went on their podcast? I don't even want to go, to be honest. I don't want
to
go
because I don't want to steal the spotlight.
What are they going to say to us?
So, we are the spotlight.
So, 4 years ago... Let's think about their guests.
And who are they... Who are they related to whatsoever in communication at all, any way, shape, or form? How do they know these guests? Where's your hand, Trayvon? So, just at least just give us some credit, you know? Like,
but I tell Whitney all the time, be happy for him. That's all you can do.
They're doing good. Let's give them a round of applause. They're doing good, though.
Hey, thanks for the sub to see all the information.
Is it free? I need to know. I told Whitney I wasn't going to pay for it.
How do you feel about The Other Boys?
I don't even know where... I haven't even seen it.
Wait, The Other Boys?
You know?
Yeah, the other stolen actor that I got credit for.
Okay, so how was your relationship with...
So we're just going to be a little bit more specific on this one. There was these football players, right? They all live in Montana.
We're just not going to say their names, but I mean, I hope you can fill in the blanks.
They started blowing up. Doing football, DM the fucker. I did start it.
There wasn't really a relationship you met him, what, twice?
Three times, four times. I stayed with him for a weekend. But so, in the beginning, like last year, we, you know, DM'd whatever, FaceTimed, all this nonsense. There's the three boys. I met them all. They're all cool. I had three friends. He had three friends. We all hung out. I went to Texas, and they all went to the ACMs. Uh-huh. Like, we were all just chilling. We eventually went to somewhere else. I started dating Jesse, and then stopped talking to them, cut them off. I think I fucked them over a few times. But I could just see the intentions. You know the intentions of somebody that...
You can't
that-
fuck someone over there and you guys really weren't in, like, a talking stage. No. Because he was definitely doing shit, too. Because you guys, literally the weekend you went and hung out...
Yes, yeah,
okay, point. So we eventually me and Jesse broke up and got back to and him and one of the fucking dick Montana boys. We started talking again, whatever. I bought an Airbnb for us. I bought a boat for us for 4th of July, whatever. We all hung out the whole weekend. It goes by. Apparently they liked me. I don't know. I could just see the intentions of like use. Ish, they wanted to be the shit, the Sway Boys. They fucking did. They ended up.
Wait, what's a Sway Boy?
The Sway Boy was like Bryce Hall, Josh Richards, Jaden Hosler,
Taylor.
I don't know if Taylor was one of them. I don't think he was.
Oh, those like
Noah
those,
Beck.
Those, all those, like when TikTok first started. Oh, the those COVID 19 like
boys. Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, shit. They moved to Nashville, and then all of a sudden...
I'm proud of them.
I'm proud of them. But now, okay, so the only reason why, and no one can argue with me about this, and if they say this, no hate against y'all, y'all do your thing. But you can't disagree that the only reason why you guys are now getting, like, hella clout is because that one dude's dating the mom.
She's a reality television icon.
The mom. She's has like 7 kids. Fine. She's hot. I'll give him that. She's hot.
Some people do like moms.
But here's the thing. How are you going to have your kids grow up and be calling him stepdad or something, right? Let's say, for instance, they get married.
I'd call him stepdad.
Dad, what do you do? His kid asks... For, you know, on a, what's the day called at school? Career day. They want stepdaddy to come. No issue to that. It's so sweet and so cute. What do you do?
Mine doesn't ask me to go to career. I am not a clue what the fuck I'm gonna say.
Mommy likes bananas for Christmas.
If you search up mommy's name,
yeah. You ain't gonna be too happy with mommy. Because that's how you were made, son.
Mm-hmm. But this dance that they're doing, the line, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. The line that they do?
They don't even know the words. They don't know the words every time. If you're watching this, please fucking memorize the words. I cannot sit there and watch. Like, we were cool friends. We were cool, like, all up until, like, they started dating or whatever. I'm friends with, like, everybody. Like, girl, guy, fucking Kreesh, Taylor, Dalton, all of them. We're friends with everybody. So, I think I got removed because I may or may not have Snapchat and said, "How's mom?"
You said that to him?
I did. Wait, I thought it was a joke because he would always be like, nah, I literally just want to, like, I want clout. It's like all he would always talk about. So that's fine. Whatever you want to do, that's fine.
I would have said the same thing.
I thought we were just on the same page here.
Just joking around.
Just joshing. It wasn't a josh.
It wasn't. It was for real.
I think
real.
It more had been like. Is your mom not gonna let you be friends with me anymore? Is more like what I said, sarcastically.
I'm proud of them.
But they have
it
to.
It could
give,
be their management. We don't know.
We have to give credit back. Because they started on Good Morning America, all this shit, because of what? The main subject.
Good Trayvon, you should fucking go date like Selena Gomez.
I want to be with, I'll tell you who I want to date. I want to date this guy named Dylan Geek.
I like to get on by myself. Like, I want to go up by myself and not have everybody be like, oh, isn't that one person that you dated?
Yeah.
Ain't no one refers to me as the, like...
It's everybody else's, oh, didn't you date Whitney?
Didn't you date Kristen?
I had that for a minute, and I was like, I'm getting the fuck out of this. Didn't you date Lundy? Yes, I did.
Yeah, that is.
I'm present. Now I'm Whitney Ryan. Thank you. And now look at where we're at.
Yeah, fuck that shit. It's so embarrassing, because we're like, oh, that's Kristen's ex. He doesn't
Trayvon,
have a ring.
If there would have been a celebrity or somebody that you would date, like, right now that's out there, but it's not, like, too big of a celebrity, like Justin Bieber, but, like, one, what would you pick? That you know, maybe, like, of? Kind of like Meg Maroney or, like...
No.
Tucker.
Chase Matthews.
I would probably pick Riley Green. He's beautiful.
That's a solid answer.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He's beautiful.
Chase Rice is cool, too.
I just saw him. I saw Chase at his bar in Florida.
I'm surprised you didn't hit me with it.
And he was singing covers. I mean, he was singing songs, and he was doing a good job, but he was wearing no shoes.
Yeah, I saw that. He looks like a little...
He looks like a guy that you see in Key West.
Mm-hmm. Like, we were at this party, and he wrote his fucking phone number on my hand. Mm-hmm. What type of fucking middle school shit was that?
That's pretty hot.
No.
Yeah, because he probably did 17 other girls that were in the bar.
Yeah. I'm sorry. And we never flirted. Like, okay, he was flirting with me.
He's a good singer.
When we were there, but like we didn't ever text. He would text me and try to like FaceTime me and stuff. I just thought he's weird. He's like older.
Oh.
What else? Another thing I like about Nashville is
they're also too like here where it's like they all talk to the same people.
What do you mean?
Everyone knows everyone.
They all talk to the same people. They all date the same people. They're like a circle. I mean, it's just everywhere, but it's like.
But Nashville is like a LA version.
Yeah, every city.
For Hicks.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, like I remember, like I saw Reese Witherspoon.
Did you
mm-hmm.
love her?
She lives in Nashville.
Does she?
And I didn't go up to her because
I've seen a few famous people.
I was like scared of her, but like. No one was running up to her trying to take photos with her. She was just shopping in Louis Vuitton. I was like, you go, queen.
That's like Coachella. I feel like if you go to Coachella and you're like a fan, do they do all that shit? Like, where they just take pictures of people or do they like cut off?
I was like seeing this shit where
they're
at
like
Coachella,
fans everywhere.
Like Justin Bieber and Haley were literally in the crowd. Taylor
yeah.
Swift, like in the fucking just regular crowd.
Does nobody like fuck with them?
Maybe not.
None of us have been.
Because you
been,
got me
so.
Fucked up.
That's what I feel like. Like, for example, like in Nashville, so like. I am now getting, like, starting to, like, have you guys come and say hi to me and buy me Taco Bell when I'm, like, out drunk. But, like, In Florida, that doesn't happen. Like, I rarely see people like,
oh, yeah, my because God. We don't, like, nobody goes on, like, the town. Like, we're not.
But
like,
Nashville, I can't walk in Nashville.
It's like LA.
I can't walk in Nashville. Like, I'll never forget one time I was blacked out drunk, my pants were ripped, and I was walking to Taco Bell, and this girl, forgot her name, she's from New York, she saw me, she started crying, she's like, can I buy you Taco Bell? She said, whatever you want. I was blacked out, hammered, I spent $70.
I would have told your ass, yeah, never mind, you can pay for that shit.
$70 for Taco Bell? What the fuck did you get?
Her total was 70. My total was 20.
Trayvon, sometimes I just... You're hilarious.
I'm proud of myself, okay? I left Nashville. Okay, so let's talk about my roommate. First off, I stayed with Kirsten for a little, and then her landlord found out that I lived there and said that she couldn't have anyone that wasn't on the lease, so I had to leave. Then I stayed with Reed for, like, 2 weeks. And then I stayed with my friend Shauna. And then I had a deadline to the 31st. I gave myself, if I'd have a place by the 31st, I would move back home and sleep on a couch. And then I was like, I can't do it. So I went on Facebook Marketplace, found some dude, and I moved in on...
Only Trayvon, because you got me so fucked up moving in with some Facebook Marketplace.
No, you got to tell her about the fucking house that y'all went and looked at. He went and looked at, like, an orphanage, like a foster home. Like, they rented out the rooms, but it was one big house.
It was for the for disabled people.
Oh. It was? Mm-hmm. And they had, like, did they have, like, people that watched you?
Yeah. And it was, like, in the middle of nowhere in Tennessee. And I was like, this is some Get Out type shit. Like, I'm okay. Like, I was the only black one there, too. I was like, I'm going to be missing. There's a chicken named Bitch. Like, I was like, you know what? I'm good.
Bitch, lay some eggs.
But I lived in the Facebook Marketplace house, and I was depressed because it was like living with Bigfoot. He was so fucking hairy. Like hair all over the sink. Mm-mm. Never cleaned anything.
Did you guys get along?
I didn't speak to him.
Oh, I could not.
And so then I found out that Justin was getting a new house. Out of nowhere. And mom called me and was like,
do you know? I didn't even know either until you moved
in. I didn't know until I heard on live.
He likes to do things after me. Once I do something, he's doing it.
That's true. Like, your truck.
Yeah, I got a truck after him. Wow. He wanted me to get the same one, so I did. But he had white and I had black, and then he sold it.
He texted you last night.
Stupid little rat.
Are you going to let him?
Drive my boat? Yeah, he can drive my boat.
Yeah, he was like, I'll teach her.
When he had a boat, TMI, I don't know if I'm allowed to... But when he had a boat, like, and it was nice, and he used to, like, go out there and bring a bunch of people and go to Sandbar. But I think that was when he started having, like, anxiety attacks. Mm-hmm. So he started to tweak out on the boat, and then he had to sell it. So I think he wants to go on the boat, so he can drive my boat.
You guys should do that, brother and sister content. Just have a little fun time. But back to what I was saying.
You'd throw me off.
So that, probably. So then Whitney's mom was like, oh, do you want to live in the house? And she was like, invite three other people. So I called my brother Connor and his friend Ashton. And I moved in. So to all you bitches that be like, Trayvon, couch
surfs. Oh, that dumb bitch I was fucking talking shit on that live?
Was that Roach? Yeah, let me clarify to you dirty ass, because I can say this, and I can't get motherfucking banned, and I can't get motherfucking censored. Fuck you, you dirty, dusty ass, cock-eyed looking fucking four-faced cockers.
Fan.
Talking about all of us at 5:43 p.m. in the daytime, we should be worrying about your baby. The fuck? Bitch, don't be talking about me. Don't be talking about me. Bitch, I tell all you...
People be doing that no matter what the fuck.
But I'm not that bitch. I tell all you hoes. If you bitches want to step in the paint, I'll call my sister. She'll beat the fuck out of you brainwashed bitches, okay? I don't need to put my hands on you. Now, you niggas, what's good? I'm not with the internet.
No, you know what's crazy is no fucking dudes really hate on us other than the ones that want to fuck us.
Like, I'm not with the internet.
Period.
Like, I'm with the fist. I'm flipping pancakes and flipping hands. What's good?
Like, do you want to be us? Do you want to be with us? Do you want something else? Like, do you need...
Like, they were literally, like, Kristen, they were just, like, hating. And I was, ooh, like, these random-ass girls. And, like, to our Facebook mods, we love you. They're like, these girls are talking bad about Anya. So I joined the live, and I was like, bitch, what is good with you four-eyed freaks? Why you keep talking about us?
As Kristen's wearing fucking glasses. And I got damn contacts in.
I mean, I wear glasses too, but it's like, okay. I don't like what do you like? I'm telling you this, and I hope you understand this. Let me do my hair. The more you talk about us, the more prevalent we get. So, thank you.
Period. Slide.
Like I don't.
I just don't. I didn't even know that happened. I don't listen to them.
Kristen, we you're like either. You're in your own.
No, world. It was just like 5 minutes. It was like not that long, but the only reason we knew is because he started stomping the fucking white place outside. These fucking bitches, fuck them. And I'm like sitting there like, oh, I've read their names and I'm like, nah, don't care.
Let's talk about Kirsten.
Okay.
So I know, like in the beginning, I didn't like Kirsten, but she's growing.
You liked her though.
You liked her.
Okay. You lived with her.
Let's go back.
No, Trayvon has this thing where he doesn't like somebody and didn't like somebody.
Yeah.
It doesn't really.
It's just me. We're all getting along. We all love Kirsten.
No, we all love her. I didn't say I didn't love her. I'm just saying, in the beginning, like, I liked her, but then there was some shady shit that happened when we were at Auburn when you guys were fucking fingering each other up the ass 24/7. Like, you weren't there.
I liked her.
Up the ass. I didn't see my best friend in 6 months. Up the ass.
Hey, I was...
You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Okay. It hurt my feelings.
Yeah, he's...
But I like Kirsten now.
Yeah, I got
like,
you a jacket.
Well, I was scared that she was, like, coming here for clout, but then, like, I realized, like, she's just a really sweet girl. She just wants everyone to get along.
Bitch, it would be so much different. Like, look at the people that are in Nashville that are doing what they're doing right now, and look at Kirsten. She's chilling.
She is chilling.
Like, yeah, I mean, shit, all over the place. She wants to, like, fit in because we do have a different lifestyle than everybody else.
She's not used to it.
She's not going to go fucking have a 9-to-5 with what we're doing right now. Like, realistically. She still has clout. Like, she still gets, like, views and shit. Like,
yeah.
Even without us being
I just feel like Nashville, like, her being in Florida is better for her, mentally. Because Nashville was just too much for her.
Well, she was drinking every day. It's easy for her.
She was fake-ass bitches.
Convinced. You could literally look at her in the face and be like, dye your hair brown. She'd be like, no, it doesn't look okay. Like, that, it takes her, like, 2 seconds.
Let's go to PCI.
Well, like, okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to drink, though. I'm just going to get blasted.
She gets 2 drinks. I'm hammered.
Yeah.
She's a doll. She's a doll.
There's a fly in here. And it's
I'm just glad that, like, everyone is civil. Like, there's no more drama anymore. Like, everyone is civil. Except that. Bitch, fuck that bitch. But other than that, I don't like you. I'm gonna say it to your face.
Who?
You're weird as fuck. You're obsessed with Justin. You're a freak. I don't like you. I don't care. You're weird. You're weird as weird. You talk all that shit about Whitney, but you're on her couch 24/7. 24/7. Shut the fuck up. I don't like you. No one will ever make me change my opinion about you. You're weird. You're weird. You're weird. You're weird. I don't care.
Yeah.
Everyone else I like. But that bitch, she's like a little tick.
Hmm. Yeah, I've heard a lot about her from other people that I don't
like. It's just like, I'm like, I just don't like bitches when like at the old house. How
I never, bro, for somebody like that, you know when you say something small and they
that's why
like
someone must whoop that ass.
They just run with it. Like they straight just, they take like the smallest shit and they run with it. Bro, all I fucking said is when we all were fucking talking, all I said was she couldn't drive, she doesn't have a license. That is a shit fucking true fact. Nobody said anything about your disability or disease, whatever. I'm really, really sorry for you and I apologize. And I do feel bad that you have that situation going on. But you can't drive. That is a proven fact and that's all I was stating. Nobody said, still haven't called you out for fucking my boyfriend and his brother at the same time.
Train! Choo-choo!
Well, we had a girlfriend, so... But we're not gonna go there.
No, I wasn't making fun of your disability,
but... You can't drive, so how you... I mean... Whatever, Justin can't pick you up every time. It's fine.
Lou just text me.
But at the end... How's your podcast, buddy? But yeah, I don't know. People are weird as fuck. You just have to ignore them. They're stupid.
Like I said, I'm happy that everyone is civil. And I'm happy for you. And congratulations to you and Jacob and the new baby boy.
I'm so ready.
Now we have 2 boys. We have Tatum and unknown name.
And Grayson.
And Grayson, sorry.
Yeah.
Sweet. Three boys. Happy to be back in Florida, though?
Yeah, I have a house. I have a king-size bed.
He cooks.
I cook.
never have made a meal for me ever. So
that's a lie weird. From the pits of hell, because I made you Alfredo.
No, you did not.
Oh, I didn't? Because I recall you went on the boat with Jay, and I just wanted to surprise you because you were mad that I didn't clean the house. So I cleaned the house, and I made you chicken Alfredo, and you were too fucking drunk. No, you were too busy getting here. Fucked.
You here, though. Like, here you have it.
Ask me. What do you want to make? I made ribs, mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. I was craving that when I saw
you
that.
You ever just, like, know that you can make the food yourself, and you know it's, like, you don't want it to be bad? So you make it yourself? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I would love for Tyler to cook me food. I would love it.
Me too.
But it's like, going to be terrible.
No, that apple brittle he made for Easter was fire.
It's going to be fucking terrible.
That brittle he made for Easter was fire.
But like actual meal. Yeah. Like they couldn't put together two sides.
He burnt.
Can't Jacob cook?
I got the fucking steak from Sam's Club, that Ahi Tuna shit.
Oh, he burnt it.
And I was like, please let me cook it. I know how to fucking cook it. Please let me cook
it. He ruined it.
Destroyed it.
It's not like shit for the past 5 days.
I was like, motherfucker.
In the trash can.
Four fillets down the hole. Down the hatchet. And he didn't even eat.
Hell no.
I was like, bitch, you need to eat.
But on a positive note, we are proud of every single person. We love you all. Only I do.
Yes.
I love the girls.
We're proud of you and successful, even though we talk shit.
We are.
It's not.
I love my boys. I love you.
It's not talking shit when it's the truth. Sometimes. Yeah. Like, yeah, we say shit here and there. Well, Trayvon just went on a whole fucking babble of talking shit.
I don't like her. She's weird.
As far as the Montana, you know, you
guys, I'm proud of them.
Proud of you.
Because, listen, because y'all don't know this,
but get there somehow.
When they came to Nashville, I talked. They were so scared. And, like,
I love Cade.
I love Cade. Cade is my favorite. Cade and Mark. Caleb's like a bunch of dumb rocks. But Cade and Mark, I love them.
Well,
I love them so much.
Just
I love Caleb.
Just throw our names in there sometimes, like when you feel like it. Just give the shout out to the podcast, you know. That's it.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for more talking shit because we are in a different spot. We got kicked out of our last one. So this is the new spot for now.
God, I like it.
I do too. It's more comforting.
Yeah.
It's like his new house. I like it a lot.
Yeah. This
it's
is
on
my
the
house.
Couch.
I still haven't done a fucking
but
house tour.
But next time we have a podcast, I'm pretty sure.
I have a question.
I'm pretty sure another podcast comes out. So I'm sure we're going to have more to talk about.
You know what?
Oh, shit. You're right.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
So stay tuned.
Who, if you could have a guest that's a celebrity on here, who would it be? I say Tana Mojo.
Justin Bieber.
I say Tana Mojo.
Tana.
Tana Mojo.
100%.
Tana Mojo, I think it would be funny because you guys have the similar, like...
Canceled.
Personality.
We would cancel each other. She probably knows shit about us.
Definitely not.
I don't really know much about her either.
I love her. She's just a magnetic
I just knew
bitch.
She dated Jake Paul, I think. That's all. Anyways.
We love you guys.
Y'all have great vagina all the time. And that's it. Really just a good vagina. Extra good. Extra wash down there this week.
Extra douche. Don't let it bleed. And if it does... The bleeding's better.
Yeah, because then if you don't bleed, there's a seed.
Do the couch start burn? What the? Anyways, bitch! All I want to say is, I'm that bitch. I don't live on couches. I live in a king-size bed, and the couch I used to live on is in my house now.
All right. Again, peace out, Girl Scouts. See you next week.
Yeah, we'll probably talk way more shit next time.
Maybe I'll have a boyfriend.
Love you.
Bye. Love you. Bye.